Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
I was a ghost, I was alone. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe.
Golden Dare, nominated for the movie K-pop Demon Hunters in the Golden Globes, and this Sunday we'll be waiting with bated breath as there's a lot of interest in this year's proceedings. Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal, both up for gongs for their role in Hamlet. Well, to fill us in on the runners and riders, we're joined now by Serena Bellissimo, broadcaster and entertainment journalist. Serena, good evening to you.
Hi, Colm. K-pop Demon Hunters is not something I thought I'd hear on Radio 1.
There you go. We aim to please and surprise in equal measure. Now, there's one place to start this chat, the Kerry Kildare combo of Drive of Hamlet, should I say. There's also a Kerry Kildare combo here on Drive Time as well. Katie from Kerry, me from Kildare, but Jesse Buckley up for best female actor in a drama film, and Paul Mescal up for best supporting actor. So rate their chances for us.
Oh, I think there is no doubt whatsoever that Jesse Buckley will walk away with the best actor in the female drama. Her biggest competition when it comes to the Oscars will be Rose Byrne. But the thing with the Golden Globes is that they split their categories when it comes to film into drama and to musical or comedy. So Rose Byrne has been nominated in the comedy section for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, and Jesse Buckley has been nominated in the drama section. She's up against the likes of Jennifer Lawrence, Julia Roberts, Tessa Thompson, just to name a few, but I just think her performance, Hamlet is in cinemas today here in Irish cinemas, her performance will break you. She is just outstanding and I can't see anyone taking it from her. Paul Mescal, on the other hand, again, he gives an incredible performance, but I just don't think he will walk away with it. And that's not to say his performance isn't great. His performance is fantastic, but he's in a really tough category and I think the likes of probably Michael B. Jordan, who's been nominated for Sinners, might win that one. Or funnily, given that it is the Golden Globes, I thought Jeremy Allen White, who played Bruce Springsteen in the Springsteen film, okay, would be nominated in the comedy. But no, he's been nominated in that one.
Okay, our colleague David McCullough, no doubt, will be taking an interest in that. And does it follow, Serena, that Hamlet is the total favourite for best film, quite apart from, you know, the Irish interest in it, in the drama section? Is there anything really that could knock it off the perch there?
I think the one that could knock it off the perch is One Battle After Another, because One Battle After Another actually came away with the most nominations at the Golden Globes. It's got 9. But I think where Hamlet will probably, what will work in its favour is that it's in people's recent memories. One Battle After Another, I think it was out either at the end of the summer or the start of autumn. And I know that's not too far ago, but I just think the buzz, the momentum is with Hamlet. I'd be very surprised if Hamlet doesn't win it.
Okay. The Irish could claim Sinners as a marginal Irish win. The vampire's Irish, is he?
We'll go with that, yeah. We'll just go with that. If they walk away with it, it'll still be a win for Ireland.
Okay, good stuff. Well, we'll stick with film. You've picked Hamlet for the drama category, but the musical comedy category, where would you go there?
I think, again, given that where the momentum is at the moment, it will probably be Marty Supreme. I think that'll be walking away with, and that's the one with Timothy Chalamet.
Okay,
and I think go on.
Yeah, sorry, because the clock's slightly against. So I do want to just.
No, that's
my fault. The TV nominations. What should people be watching there? In what category?
I think what is going to sweep the board will be Adolescence. White Lotus got 6 nominations, followed by Adolescence 5. I think that will sweep the board when it comes to limited series. When it comes to TV shows, I think The Studio will win for most awards for comedy. And I think it's going to be either Pluribus or Severance that will take the drama.
Okay, great. Okay, Serena Bellissimo, thanks very much for that. Broadcaster and journalist Serena Bellissimo there.